PATH, People Assisting the Homeless. They serve thousands of people annually. They address homelessness on every level. And so we are joined by Deputy CEO of PATH, Katie Hill.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by and talking to us. A couple of things going on right now that are key, you know, in legislation here locally. But about PATH, you know, I've been to PATH in Los Angeles and everything's there, like from emergency assistance. It's a safe space. You've got solutions for so many different problems that people are coping with. And you assign them a case manager, I think.
Yep.
All the way up to job training and permanent housing. Tell us a little more about PATH in Los Angeles.
Sure. So PATH has been in Los Angeles since 1984. We were actually started on the west side, but now we work all across the county and we have well over a dozen locations. So we are providing services for people pretty much who are experiencing homelessness on any kind of level. So we work on addressing all of the different barriers they might have and focus primarily on getting them into housing. We believe that homelessness above and beyond anything else is a housing issue. So we work on getting them into housing and then helping them with all the other aspects to help stabilize their lives over the long term. So we help the residents and clients we work with by assigning them a case manager who gives them all the different kinds of support they need to navigate the system, working with them to get their benefits, get the health care that they need, the mental health or substance abuse services, helping them to find an apartment, helping them to develop the life skills that they may not have had from living on the streets for sometimes even decades of budgeting and even cooking and shopping, and then ultimately even reintegrating into the community and being part of their new community.
From being on the street to getting into a better life situation mentally and in other ways, and then getting back out on your own into your own housing, into a job, PATH follows you and stays with you. And so if you were to go to PATH, to me, it's almost in a way like its own little city because you have so many services there. Even I think you have the PATH Mall too, right? Which has a combination of services in one of the buildings. So you go to one place for, you know, assistance that you might need, like benefits assistance or veterans, right?
Yeah. The PATH Mall was actually started in 2002 with the idea like a shopping mall where you could go as somebody who's experiencing homelessness and shop for the supportive services that you need. So we have a health clinic there, a place for people to get assistance with substance abuse, a place for people to sign up for their benefits, mental health clinic, etc. But what we've actually found over the past several years is that for the people who are the most vulnerable, who are living on the streets, the ones who have been living on the streets the longest and have the most serious conditions, we really have to go to them. So we have teams that are deployed all across the county that are focused on meeting people in the streets. It can be in the riverbeds, under the freeway passes, the ones that everybody sees when they're on the drive or, you know, we go to them and then we help them get the services that way. So we're actually in the process right now of redesigning our mall and incorporating it into a community with that, that city block that you were talking about where we're building permanent housing. And it's going to serve as the base for all of our field-based teams who are providing those case management services out across the county, focused on veteran services, on housing, employment. But it's not just expecting people to come into us, but we're really going to them.
And with housing, like you said, being one of the most important components in all of this, because it's a basic need, and then you can operate from somewhere. So the housing is going up also.
Yeah. So at that site, we have 188 units that are going to be completed over the next few years. But we, through our housing development arm called PATH Ventures, we actually have more than 11 affordable and permanent supportive housing communities in California and 8 more that we're working on. That's more than 1,000 units where people have full-blown communities with all the supportive services they need. They're some of the nicest buildings you've ever seen. You would never know that it's a place where, you know, formerly homeless people live. That's such a need, because if we were just working on getting people from the streets into the existing housing that's here in LA, there's not enough housing. So housing affordability is a major issue. The vacancy rates are at historic lows. So we have to also produce more housing to be able to really address homelessness.
And there's a PATH in San Diego, right? And a PATH in San Jose.
Yep.
You guys have been working hard on, is it Measure H that's coming up?
Yeah, so we worked on Triple H, which was the citywide initiative that's focused on really building that housing here in the city of LA. And now there's the countywide initiative, which is called Measure H, that's focused on providing the supportive services and addressing homelessness on a variety of different levels, but it's that corresponding component for the county of LA. So we're really excited. This is the first time since PATH has been in existence that these kinds of initiatives have happened on the local level to such a degree where we're really seeing the kind of investment of resources or the potential investment of resources that'll allow us to have a tremendous impact. If Measure H passes in March, then it'll help us in homelessness for more than 45,000 people.
So wow.
That's the number of people who are homeless right now, and it's a huge, huge impact.
It's a big number of people who need help, and one in three is a woman.
And we're actually seeing that number continue to go up. More and more women are becoming homeless. It's really sad and scary because women who are living on the streets, such a high percentage, have been victims of assault. Mm-hmm. And we provide services for families, moms with kids, and it's a growing need. Seniors, that's another really vulnerable population. Veterans. There's different faces of homelessness, and oftentimes it's not just what we see and think of, and there's people who really should never ever be on the street.
Right. So many different faces of homelessness. And the cool thing about PATH, one of the great things, is there is an area specifically for women, you know, for women and kids. I mean, so it's comfortable and it's safe, and here's a whole space for you. It's part of PATH, one part of the whole facility, which is a big facility in Silver Lake, right?
Yeah, and the we have a family center that is actually, it's off the 10 in Washington area. That's focused on serving families for the entire like downtown area, and we serve more than 500 families a year through that. And that's mostly young moms with kids, a lot of whom have gone through the foster care system. The moms themselves have gone through the foster care system, and it's a big need.
Working with 500 families, that's a lot. And so PATH can use help from people in the community, period. And then this is really important coming up, Measure H, right?
Definitely. Yeah, Measure H is, like I said, one of the biggest opportunities we've ever seen to have such a huge impact on homelessness in LA County. And we're in full support of it. And we've been worried about making sure that people can get out to the polls, because usually, you know, in November we saw voter turnout of 70 to 80%, and usually in March we see maybe 20%. So we think, we really do believe that people care about homelessness enough. There's enough attention on it right now, and people really understand that it's an issue, so that if enough people show up to the polls, then we think it'll pass. But we need everyone's help to get out there and vote.
And it's a small tax.
For the average consumer, it'll be about $1 a month, $12.50 a year. It's a quarter cent sales tax, so pretty much you won't feel it at all. But in total, it'll be about $350 million a year over 10 years. And definitely PATH has been participating in how the strategies have been set up for the money to be spent. So we know it's going to be spent effectively and in ways that are proven to work.
Right. So you've set up the strategies and you're watching. Yes.
Yeah.
And how can people help PATH also? Like, remember Measure H. And then for PATH, there are several different things that you can do to assist PATH.
Yeah. So if you have apartment units, or if you know of any landlords, we have helped more than 7,000 people move into their own apartments over the last 4 years. And, you know, that's just a tremendous number of people who are moving into their own homes or own apartments every single week. And we need landlords that are willing to rent to our clients constantly. So if you want to partner with us in that front, then we are really looking for landlords and people who can help us out there. So you can contact us to help us out in that front. We also need volunteers for our PATH Cooks program, which helps provide meals and volunteers to the residents that actually live in our interim housing facilities, which is shelter facilities. And then we also need volunteers to help provide welcome home kits. You basically are providing all the different kinds of things that people need when they move into an apartment. People don't think about it, but you know, it's extremely expensive to move in when you haven't had any kind of, you know, furniture or pots or, you know, linens or any of those kinds of things. Sadly, a lot of people end up moving into an apartment that's completely bare and empty. And so we try to make sure that that doesn't happen to any of the people that we're helping. And so volunteers help us put together these welcome home kits that we can help make sure that everybody has the basic things that help make their place feel like home.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. Yeah. You're going to need bedding, towels, kitchen appliances, things like that.
And then it's something that sounds kind of obvious, but we really do rely so much on the direct public support, which is that private fundraising that we do. And right now we're in the middle of one of our largest campaigns of the year, which is called our Imaginary Feast. And so instead of a big fancy gala where you buy tickets and you come, instead of spending all that money that you would on a dress and, you know, babysitter and tickets and everything like that, then you can just donate that money to us through the Imaginary Feast. And so it helps people move directly into housing. 100% of those funds go directly towards helping people get into that housing. And we partner with our government partners, but that only covers a percentage of the operations that PATH does. And so the public support is really an important part of it, too. And our donors are lifesavers, truly.
Whatever you can do, probably, you know, any type of help. No help is too small, right?
No help is too small. Yeah, absolutely not. The $10, mm-hmm. $10 a month contributions, whatever you can give. And some of the most meaningful contributions are ones that have come from people that we've actually helped before. We've had somebody send in like $2 and they're like, this is all I can give right now. But man, that just warms your heart and it shows you how big of an impact you've really had.
When you help families and help people in the community, not only are you doing it out of, you know, wanting to help them, it's good for the community, period.
Yeah, there's a lot of studies out there that show that people who are in permanent housing, they use a lot less resources, you know, in terms of emergency room visits, in terms of the police and fire calls and just general public resources. It's way less expensive to help put somebody into permanent housing than it is for them to stay on the streets. And it's better for, you know, obviously them, but it's better for everybody. So
exactly. Then the kids are in schools. Yep. Then there aren't the issues of being on the street where there are bad influences and mm-hmm. bad things happen because you got a basic need covered.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, housing, it really all starts with a stable place to live. If you think of every other part of our life, if you don't have a place where you know you can sleep and be safe at night, then you can't really get anything else together.
And so what else would you like us to know about PATH?
Really trying to break down the misconceptions about homelessness. That it's, I think that we're excited that right now it seems like people are really paying attention in a way that they never have before, and we're excited to be a part of it. We feel like homelessness is, again, it's a housing issue, but it's a very complex issue. It's an issue that's been decades in the making, and we're not going to solve it overnight. But with all the partnerships that we have and with the support of people like your listeners and like you, we feel like we can really make a difference. So you can visit our website anytime at www.epath.org, EPATH.org. And we'd love to have anyone volunteer or visit us and talk to you. And yeah.
Katie from PATH, from People Assisting the Homeless.